From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The ongoing confrontation between the U.S. and Iran has increased tensions in the Persian Gulf. One vulnerable choke point is the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow waterway at the entrance to the Gulf, through which 40% of the world's crude oil exports pass. Vice President Cheney vowed today to keep those sea lanes open. He was aboard the same U.S. aircraft carrier visited by NPR's Ivan Watson for this report.
At sunset in the tiny Omani fishing port of Kasab, scores of Iranian smugglers load up their small motorboats in preparation for the three-hour journey across the Strait of Hormuz. Every day, hundreds of these tough sailors motor across the choppy waters to Iranian ports like Bandar Abbas, carrying everything from crates of orange soda and cigarettes to live goats, which are thrown one by one into the hull of a two-man boat. These small-time smugglers crisscross the same narrow waterway, which serves as the vital gateway out of the Persian Gulf for thousands of tanker ships loaded with billions of dollars worth of crude oil.
There is probably about 16 million barrels a day being exported from the Gulf, which go through the Strait of Hormuz.
Jean-Francois Seznak is a Persian Gulf expert at Georgetown University.
And if the straits were blocked, you'd see an increasing price of almost $100 per barrel pretty quickly.
The growing confrontation between the U.S. and Iran has raised fears that a conflict could, among other things, threaten the oil tanker traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. Abdulkhalik Abdullah is a political science professor at Emirates University in Dubai.
I think people here are wary both of Americans and the Iranians. They are both leading us into probably a military showdown, which is not in the best interest of this region.
This winter, the U.S. launched the largest American naval military deployment in the Persian Gulf since the invasion of Iraq.
One person working on board USS John C. Stennis.
The USS John C. Stennis was one of two American aircraft carriers sent to the Gulf. When Iranian Revolutionary Guards seized 15 British sailors and Marines last March, the Stennis was ordered on short notice to conduct joint military maneuvers with another carrier, the USS Eisenhower. Brad Johansson, the captain of the Stennis, left no doubt about the goal of the exercise.
I think that two-day exercise with the Eisenhower and John C. Stennis strike group did advocate that message of deterrence and stability.
Tehran's response came last month when a top Iranian military commander announced that Iran could interrupt the flow of oil through the Gulf anytime it wants. Bob Baer is a former CIA operative with years of experience in the Middle East.
The Iranians know our vulnerability in the Gulf is oil. That's our Achilles heel, and that's what they will hit in the event of a conflict.
Analysts here say Iran doesn't have to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. It can just make it dangerous for ships to sail through the passage. Iran has military installations on the channel's northern banks and on several islands in the center of the strait. Iranian Navy ships also frequently challenge passing vessels, including American aircraft carriers, says Captain Brad Johansson of the USS John C. Stennis.
Last night, as we passed through the Straits of Hormuz, they would come up on the radio every hour or so and ask us, what our course and speed was. We're in a vessel traffic control system, and so we respond.
During the Iran-Iraq War of the 1980s, oil tankers became a frequent target, leaving hundreds of ships damaged and hundreds of sailors dead. Now, Iranian military commanders frequently issue warnings about their arsenal of missiles that could be launched at targets around the Gulf. But military analysts say it is small, fast boats loaded with explosives that would pose the greatest threat to commercial shipping. Alexander Sukhanov is a merchant marine officer who has sailed through the Strait of Hormuz many times on American cargo ships.
The potential threats would be more in the line of pirate attack, armed pirate attack, small boat attack, and any kind of nation-sponsored terrorism or attack.
The tensions in the Gulf have prompted one oil-producing state to explore alternatives for its exports. The United Arab Emirates has announced plans to build two oil pipelines that would bypass Hormuz. But industry analysts warn that this alternate route would only be able to transport a fraction of the amount of oil that goes through the Strait of Hormuz on any given day. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Dubai.